Donald Trump may be on his way out of office, but that's not stopping him from rolling back even more policies, this time by stripping away all funding for Secret Service protection for former presidents who are Barack Obama.
Funding to protect former presidents goes back decades, but we at the White House felt that the provision that protected Barack Obama and his family from physical harm was unnecessary and did not align with the values of this current administration.
From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, this is The Topical. I'm Leslie Price, and I would take a bullet for the news, but only because I know it would do the same for me. Stay with us.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered, but we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed, 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Donald Trump's presidential term may be coming to an end, but it appears the outgoing commander-in-chief is looking to leave his mark while he still can. Joining us now to talk about Trump's efforts to roll back millions in Secret Service funding for previous presidents who are Barack Obama is OPR political correspondent Charles Dearborn.
Happy to be here.
Charles, why roll back these policies now?
Well, Trump thought it was burdensome and wasteful for the federal government to provide constant high-level security, bulletproof cars, and undercover surveillance teams for people who were the 44th president of the United States. He called the current policy, quote, just another pointless Obama-era policy that he had actually wanted to remove from the books for some time now, even years before he took office.
But wouldn't a former president need these services to stay safe even once they're out of the Oval Office?
Not if you're Barack Obama, according to a Trump advisor I spoke to earlier today.
We don't see why the American people should continue funding security measures for former presidents who served between 2008 and 2016, when those presidents can just as easily get a Ring camera to put on their front door or purchase a can of pepper spray.
So what can the former president do now that he'll be left completely unprotected by the Secret Service until at least the end of January?
Representatives for Obama said he's learning common sense defense mechanisms like being aware of his surroundings and learning how to look for rooftop snipers. He's even enrolled himself in some self-defense classes at a strip mall just outside his Washington, D.C. residence.
Smart move. You know what I like to do. See these? Completely normal car keys, but held between my knuckles when I'm walking alone at night, and they are a dangerous weapon. I'm also armed with one of these bad boys.
Nice.
Now, Charles, Trump doesn't exactly have a ton of time to do so, but does he plan on rolling back protections for presidents even further?
Not yet, but there are rumors in the White House that he's pushing his advisors to find a way to remove all Secret Service protection from any and all current president and vice president-elects, as well as all first ladies named Hillary Clinton.
Will be interesting to see how easily Congress lets him get away with it. Thank you, Charles. That's OPR's Charles Dearborn. Back in a moment.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. Two episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
You want the news? Well, you can't handle the news!
I'm kidding. I just watched that movie last night. Not that great. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. With training camps already underway, the National Basketball Association continues to set the example for how to play through a pandemic. Thanks in large part to their successful bubble model to finish out the 2020 season, the NBA today figures that they've garnered enough praise that it should be fine to just let all the players get COVID now. Team owners and executives around the league are bracing for a rampant increase in cases throughout all 32 teams and are not expecting to face any consequences as a result of the outbreaks. And for anyone concerned about the dangers of AI, it seems you may have nothing to worry about, as a fascinating new report out today has found that computers actually outpaced human intelligence in 1982 after the release of the Commodore 64. Researchers from Stanford University's Department of Computer Science found that the 8-bit personal computer's 64 kilobytes of RAM made it capable of complex feats far beyond the reckoning of the comparatively simple human mind. The report also concluded that the Commodore 64's beige plastic casing was also far more attractive than the average human's face. And finally, if you're looking to get out of town for the holidays, one state in particular is looking to attract more visitors this year, as South Dakota has unveiled their new Come Die Here tourism campaign. Officials from the South Dakota Department of Tourism are hopeful that the new national ad campaign, combined with dwindling ICU availability and a lack of a statewide mask mandate, could boost the state's mortality rate by as much as 35% before the end of 2020. Sounds like a great place to take your last breath. Best of luck to South Dakota. And that's the topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. Me, I've never been one for podcasts myself. Too boring. But if you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. And now you can even sign up to become a member of The Topical's Patreon, where for just $5 a month, you'll have access to all kinds of exclusive news content, including early access to all our episodes. It's actually how Barack was able to first find out his life was in danger by listening last night. And for members of our $10 tier, you'll receive a shout-out where I'll thank you by name, or your husband's name if you're married, live on air. Today's shout-out goes to two members of our $25 tier, Ezra Kirkpatrick and James Daugherty. And today we also have our first on-air shout from across the pond that goes out to Joseph Schenck, who this month has pledged 24-somethings. Kind of looks like an E or a half circle with two lines going through it. Well, I don't have a fucking clue what that is, but let's just hope whatever kind of Monopoly money you're passing around town rounds up, Joseph, because we're not running a charity over here. And as for the rest of you penny pinchers, go sign up to become a member of our Patreon now. We'll see you tomorrow.